With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As Trump economic policies begin to take hold, inflation shows signs of tapering off.
The Labor Department reports its producer price index was unchanged from January after rising 0.6% the month before. Compared to a year earlier, producer prices, which track inflation before it reaches consumers, were up 3.2%, but that figure is actually down 0.5% year over year. Separately, the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell by 2,000 to 220,000 for the week ending March 8th, 6,000 fewer than analysts forecasted. George Williams reporting.
The White House has withdrawn the nomination of former Florida Congressman David Weldon to lead the CDC. The action reportedly prompted by concerns that Weldon lacked the votes to win confirmation. Also at SRNNews.com, facing a midnight Friday deadline, Senate Republicans hope today could be the day they'll pass a bill to avoid a government shutdown, but they'll need some Democrat votes to get it done.
Senator Marsha Blackburn says Democrat leader Charles Schumer is fighting against the continuing resolution because he would prefer a government shutdown.
He feels like it would hurt President Trump and it would hurt the Republicans.
But Blackburn says gone are the days when a shutdown was automatically blamed on the Republicans.
The American people agree with the steps that we're taking.
Blackburn tells the Salem Radio Network she expects enough Democrat support to pass the CR and keep the government up and running. Bob Agner reporting.
EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin mapping a new course for the environmental regulator, cutting red tape and excessive regulations. He says it will roll back trillions in regulatory costs and hidden taxes on American families. On Wall Street, the Dow down 150 points, NASDAQ off 174. This is SRN News. J.P. Morgan Chase changing its ways.
The giant bank, under pressure from customers and activist groups, has agreed not to close anyone's account because of their religious or political beliefs. The practice is called debanking, and Chase has done it to several Christian ministries and conservative organizations in recent years. The bank says it will issue new guidelines this summer that forbid, quote, discrimination based on religion, religious affiliation, religious views, or political affiliations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Louisiana woman has pleaded not guilty to a felony after allegedly getting abortion pills from a New York doctor and giving them to her teenage daughter to terminate her pregnancy. In January, a West Baton Rouge grand jury unanimously issued an indictment against the woman and New York-based Dr. Margaret Carpenter for criminal abortion by means of abortion pills. The woman's arraignment is part of a cross-state legal battle over the abortion issue. This is SRN News. The death of a Hollywood legend prompts a campaign to raise awareness of and spread information about Alzheimer's disease.
New Mexico has paired up with the Alzheimer's Association in a pilot U.S. initiative aimed at raising awareness about a disease that affects several million people in the country. The relationship with a nonprofit group has been a year in the making. It was unveiled Wednesday, days after authorities confirmed that actor Gene Hackman died at his Santa Fe home of heart disease with complications from Alzheimer's. Experts believe that because of Alzheimer's, he was unable to seek help after his wife died from a rare rodent-borne disease. The Alzheimer's Association is hoping the campaign will expand to other states. I'm Lisa Adams-Wagner.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture planning to spend $100 million to study bird flu and consider vaccines and other strategies to fight the disease. More details at SRNNews.com.